Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Some of Jesus' last prayers were very interesting. He didn't pray that the entire world would come to him. He didn't pray that the disciples would have unparalleled success. He prayed for something vitally important, and sometimes we miss it. He said, "Father, protect them in your name, the ones you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one." So what does that mean? God and the Father being one and us supposed to be one as God and God the Father and Son are one. Well, think about it. When we think of Father God, what do we think about? The creator of all of humanity. We think of life, that God breathed life into all of creation. And when we think of the Son, what did the Son say he was coming to do? He said, "I have come," why? To give you life, and that more abundantly. So the Father and Son together work for life. Life in all its beauty. And when we fail, it's the Son who comes and redeems us and brings us back to life in God. And so we are to be one as God is one. That means we are to breathe life into all that we see, into our families, into our communities. Today we're celebrating 290 years of a spectacular event in the Moravian Church. In 1727, there was a phenomenon that happened on August 13th. But before that, you have to understand that a little community was formed in a place called Herrnhut, Germany. And this little community was very devout. They loved God with all their hearts. They were also very different from each other. And so there were arguments, and there were different opinions. Now, that's not bad, except that they decided that if you didn't agree with me, I had to label you. Now, we don't do that in our enlightened 21st century, do we? So they started labeling each other. And this one might not have been as devout as my family is. And they became so fraught and angry with each other that some of the leaders decided they'd better do something. So the first thing they did was to covenant with each other, and I call it to make nice. They're going to be civil to each other. They at least figured out, even if we disagree, we can be civil. The next thing they covenanted to do was pray, because they realized that civility could only get them so far. And so they prayed. And then on August 13th, they were in a communion service, and as they were in prayer, the Holy Spirit fell on them. And these staid Europeans all got flat on their faces and were crying out to God. And when they rose, they began to apologize to each other and come together as one. Now, it doesn't stop there. After that experience, the people of that day started to work together, not to build a church necessarily, but to take care of each other in commerce and in education and in every way of life. They wanted to make each other's lives better. They spoke life into that community. And after a while, the rest of Europe started to pay attention, because the business model exploded in Herrnhut because they were working together. I see the same concept in the history of this church. When Iverson came here, it wasn't just to establish a church. They came to build houses together, to help each other's way of life. The first superintendent of schools was our pastor. The founding pastor of this church also started the school system. When we talk about the gospel, we're not talking about something we tack on Sunday morning. It's supposed to affect all of life. And one of the challenges that we have in the 21st century is we have to start speaking life into every situation. So when you go home today, speak life into your family. When you're in your community, speak life into that community. Be life to the people around you. That's how we are one. The things that we do in church, we'll know that they are part and parcel of God the Father and Son if it speaks life into this community. If after someone is contacts us, they feel like a million bucks, we know we've done the right job. You who are employers, it is not enough to pay your employees a salary. We need to be conscious of their lives and how we can speak life into their homes and families. You who are employees, it's not enough just to have an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. Part of our jobs is to speak life into that situation. Are we one? Being one does not mean sharing the same political opinions. I hope that in this crowd today that we have a variety of politics, from the right to the left to the middle to the up to the down, I don't care where it is. We'd be awfully boring if we all thought the same way. Being one does not mean being lockstep ideologically. It means being lockstep to give life into community, to give life to people we meet. So tomorrow evening, I want you to look back on the day and say, did my actions promote life? Was I a life-giving force this day? If we can say that, that means the Spirit of God has been working in and through us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came to bring life. And I ask that this week we will be life givers in this community, that we will be life givers in our families, that everywhere we turn, we will see life. We ask that you would give us the grace to be one as you and the Father are one. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.